This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It's Monday, May 4th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. The nursing home industry is pushing for immunity from lawsuits during the COVID-19 outbreak. Nursing homes care for some of the most vulnerable and at-risk people during the outbreak, and have also seen nearly 12,000 deaths at these long-term care facilities. So far, at least 6 states have granted immunity from coronavirus lawsuits, and 6 others have given immunity to healthcare providers, which could include nursing homes. The fear is that immunity will increase neglect and abuse in some of these facilities because now they are not liable. Laura Strickler, investigative reporter at NBC News, joins us for nursing home immunity during coronavirus.
Thanks for joining us, Laura.
Thanks for having me. I
wanted to talk about nursing homes amid this coronavirus pandemic that we're having. Nursing homes, one of the major first outbreaks that happened in Washington was in a nursing home. And I know, residents of these places are at greater risk for contracting COVID-19. And, the nursing homes also have kind of this history of either neglect or, not being the best of facilities sometimes. So there's a lot that is all wrapped up into this. But right now, the nursing home industry is pushing for immunity from lawsuits during this emergency that we're going through. They're the owners of the nursing homes and even for the workers themselves there. Laura, tell us a little bit more about this.
Yeah, so what we found is we took a look at states around the country. We found 6 states where the governors or the legislatures had taken specific steps to immunize the nursing home industry from lawsuits. We found 6 other states where they named healthcare providers and nursing homes would probably fall under that. So basically the nursing homes are saying, we're fighting a disaster here. It's moving quickly. We don't want to have an additional threat of litigation for small things hanging over our heads. They're asking the federal government, can we have more personal protective gear? Can we get more testing of our employees so we can make sure that we're keeping our residents safe? But this raises a lot of concerns for families who are unable to see their family members inside nursing homes because there are no visitors allowed, as you know. And then also we're not having as many inspections of nursing homes right now, because of obvious issues with coronavirus. And also the ombudsman, these are people in each state who are, allowed to go into nursing homes and be the eyes and ears and do, the kind of oversight that's needed. They are also not allowed inside. So you have a lot of families saying we're being kept in the dark. We don't know what's happening in there. And then this additional lever of accountability is being removed by, preventing lawsuits.
And then you hear horror stories like the one in New Jersey where there was 17 bodies in this makeshift morgue. That nursing home is under investigation by the state attorney general there. And that's just unfortunate to hear those things. And you know, there's about 70% of the nation's more than 15,000 nursing homes are run by for-profit companies. So this adds a layer. You know, if they're making all this money, presumably, you know, there should be a lot of accountability, and there should be a way for people who have loved ones in there to know more about what's going on there. So what states do we have on the books that have laws like this right now?
So we have Massachusetts, New York, Florida is considering it. Connecticut has looked into it. And some of the other states are in the process of finalizing their immunity protections. But I think you raise a really important point that, you know, some of these families are being kept in the dark. And I will tell you, as soon as we started and NBC started reporting on how many outbreaks there were in nursing homes around the country and how many deaths there had been in nursing homes, my inbox started filling up with families saying, you know, I didn't know that there were any cases in the facility where my loved one is at. I was concerned. And I started asking questions, and then I come to find out in the news that there's 20, 25 cases in there. So that really is of great concern. Now, the federal government has said they are now going to start tracking the number of deaths and the number of cases in nursing homes and that where the outbreaks are located. They said that last week. They said they were going to roll out some new reporting this week. So that people could look up, you know, is my loved one in a home with coronavirus in case that facility was not being forthcoming? That still has not surfaced.
Yeah, I mean, right now, just by some of our latest counts, there's about 12,000 people have died at nursing homes, and that number can change pretty rapidly. But two questions that I had about this, because, you know, they're giving these nursing homes immunity. And what I was looking at from your reporting here is that, you know, so they're trying to lower the bar, things known as general negligence. People could still do lawsuits for gross negligence. So I had a question, though, but what does general negligence mean? And then also on the record keeping, because they're saying that some of these places don't have to keep records. What kind of records are we talking about?
One of the concerns is that there's a lower bar of negligence. And then there's what's known, as you said, as gross negligence, which is extreme neglect. So what the industry is saying is that extreme neglect would still be allowed in court. But some of those lawyers who would be fighting those lawsuits are saying, yeah, but that's it's a higher bar. It would be an extra argument we would have to make. And the judge may say, you know, this doesn't meet the standard. And some of the documentation that's really critical are things like hand washing. Or, you know, it is valid to say that the nursing home industry is heavily regulated. So pretty much any time a staffer has an interaction with a resident, there has to be some documentation. And so what the industry is saying is, look, if you have, you know, maybe some staff are out sick and you're going from room to room and you need to move quickly to see as many patients as possible, you know, stopping to document everything that you do along the way, is it causing you to overlook some critical things on your job? You know, there's always the flip side of that, which says, you know, if the state wants to come in later and check out, you know, what did this nursing home actually do when nobody was looking and no one was in here, there won't be as much documentation to go back and look at.
Right. And that's, right away, just hearing that, that could be a tricky issue right away. Because if something does happen and they're not keeping those records, yeah, it's going to be much more difficult to hold them accountable, whether it's the worker or something more systematic there. So right away, you can see some problems running into that with, you know, lax record keeping rules.
Exactly. Yeah. And that really is the concern of some of these nursing home resident advocates who are saying, you know, right now it's starting to feel like nursing homes are a bit of a black box. And one thing to keep in mind is that there are nursing homes are ranked by the federal government 1-star to 5-star. So there is a certain group of nursing homes that were already challenged going into this pandemic, the 1-star facilities. There's, you know, more than 500, 600 homes that are on a federal watch list. So we're in the process of going through those to see, you know, how do they stack up in terms of the outbreaks that they're having, or are they not having any outbreaks at all? So the 1-to-5-star structure tells you often, you know, if you're in a five-star facility, you're probably going to get better care. So we've been spending our time focused on some of those one-star facilities.
We all often look to New York throughout this just because they kind of are this epicenter here for the United States. And I know the New York is one of the states that have granted immunity to nursing homes. But how are they going with this? I know the governor signed all this, issued an executive order in March, providing some broad immunity and civil liability for nurses and doctors and healthcare facilities. How have they been approaching all of this?
There's a very strong push in the state of New York by the nursing home industry, which, as you said before, is made up of both for-profit and nonprofit providers. And they pushed very hard to get this fairly early because I think they saw the writing on the wall, the speed with which the pandemic was progressing in New York. And they moved very quickly to not just get, as you said, immunity for healthcare providers, but also specifically in the language for nursing home providers, for the doctors who work there, the nurses, any level of staff. And I think that there are, once this comes to a close, or the next chapter of this, when people begin to look back in New York and see what actually happened in those nursing homes, there's going to be a lot of questions. I have a number of people who've contacted me from New York nursing homes, both staff as well as family members who are concerned about their loved ones. So there's going to be a lot of after action assessment of what happened.
Have we seen a lot of lawsuits already that are coronavirus related with regards to nursing homes? I know we're kind of still going through this and, there could be a lot longer before we get all through this. But have we begun to see any action like that yet?
We've begun to see some, but basically, I was even looking back at a nursing home lawsuit that was filed in December for a separate issue. And basically, the courts have pretty much ground to a halt because you can't serve anyone with a lawsuit right now. The people who actually go out there and serve lawsuits, they're not working. So everything has pretty much been ground to a halt. I think once the courts open back up, you're going to see a flood of claims that are going to be coming in from around the country.
Well, we'll have to keep an eye out on this. I mean, as I mentioned before, these are locations where some of our most vulnerable citizens are cared for. And obviously, we want to protect the people that are working there and trying their hardest too. But at the same time, it is a balance. You don't want anybody to fall through the cracks and have these hotspots and outbreaks that pop up like that. So we'll definitely have to keep an eye out. Laura Strickler, investigative reporter at NBC News, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.